Where are you, Noah?
Over here, Lord. Over here by the sawhorse.
Has some damage occurred to the ark?
What? Oh, no, I was just cutting down some wood strips to make clothespins.
Clothespins? Why? Do you need to hang clothes out to dry? Is rain getting into the ark from my floods?
I don't think so. Things seem to be dry so far.
Oh, that's good. How are things going with the animals?
Well, things have sure settled down some this week. At least there hasn't been nearly as much trouble as last week.
What was the problem last week?
Well, it just seemed like they were so restless. Everybody had something to complain about. The African wildebeests were complaining that it was too cold, but the polar bears kept growling about how hot it was. The penguins were moaning almost constantly about running out of ice, and the beavers kept griping that there wasn't any green wood to munch on. They almost chewed a hole in the deck. Oh, and the rhinos got really depressed until we finally moved them away from the hyenas. Those hyenas just kept laughing and laughing and telling the rhinos they're too fat. You know how people say rhinos have thick skin? Well, I'm here to tell you, it ain't true. They are so sensitive. God, I know you don't make mistakes, but those hyenas are just plain mean.
I let there be some meanness in the world in order to teach my children how painful and destructive that kind of behavior can be. Have you still got a male and a female of each species?
Yep. We've got albatrosses, alligators, ants, anteaters, antelopes, armadillos, avocets, axolotls, yaks, yellow-eyed penguins, Yorkshire terriers, and then we've got your zebras, and your zebus, your zonkies, and your zorses.
And you still have two healthy specimens of each species?
Sure do. Well, except for the rabbits. They've been really busy. We'll probably have a couple of dozen by the end of next week. No, the only real problem we've had to deal with lately is, well, you know, the organic byproduct.
What do you mean?
Well, you wouldn't believe how much poop this many animals makes.
The smell must be awful.
It's enough to make you turn green. And holding your nose doesn't work when you're trying to deal with all that manure. I mean, it's hard to handle a shovel with just one hand. That's why I'm making all these clothespins.
Ah, the clothespins. Yes, I see.
I want to make sure that Shem, Ham, and Japheth all have one. It should help a lot with the smell. Mind you, things have gotten a lot easier this week ever since we reorganized the cleanup duties. In fact, we were kind of able to solve two problems at once.
Which two problems?
Well, we got the animals to quiet down and we enlisted some of their help with cleaning up.
How did you do that?
Every time somebody started making too much noise, we put them on poop patrol. That helped out with cleaning out their pens, and everybody started to quiet down real fast. In fact, over the last few days, every time we've gotten near them, they whisper, "Shh, it's here. Shh, it's here."
Oh, really?
Yep. I understand the animals have even started calling the poop patrol the "Shh, it's" list.
Mama, don't forget to ask the Lord about the uniform.
Who was that?
Oh, that's just my wife. She's been sewing up a storm. We thought since we're the surviving remnant of your creation man, we'd make special uniforms to wear so that when things dry out, everybody'll know who we are.
Uniforms? But I told you before the floods came, you are all supposed to be unique individuals with distinct characteristics. Each of you is to celebrate his individuality. Uniformity is not what I wish for my creation man. I told you clearly, there are to be no uniforms among you.
Did you say no uniforms?
That's right.
Uh-oh.
What?
Lord, I hope you weren't too attached to that white horse-like creature you made? You know, the unicorn?